堂听 class.com。
三十三，广东省普通高考模拟测试，一。
Text 1. Have you noticed a lot of differences between your country and ours?
Well, that's a difficult question, but I can think of a few. People here dress quite differently because the weather is warmer here. We wear winter clothes half the year, thick trousers and warm sweaters. Here people dress more fashionably. Everyone looks well-dressed.
Is clothing expensive in your country?
Yes, it's more expensive than here.
Do you find it easy to talk to people?Can you make friends easily?
Oh, yes. It's easy to meet people here. Even if we speak different languages, people are the same everywhere. They worry about the same things. They worry about the cost of living and about the future of their children.
Have you noticed a lot of differences between your country and ours?
Well, that's a difficult question, but I can think of a few. People here dress quite differently because the weather is warmer here.We wear winter clothes half the year, thick trousers and warm sweaters. Here people dress more fashionably. Everyone looks well-dressed.
Is clothing expensive in your country?
Yes, it's more expensive than here.
Do you find it easy to talk to people? Can you make friends easily?
Oh, yes. It's easy to meet people here. Even if we speak different languages, people are the same everywhere. They worry about the same things. They worry about the cost of living and about the future of their children.Text 2. Can you get someone to bring my luggage down?
I'm afraid there's no one around at the moment. Could you possibly manage them on your own?
On my own? Are you serious? They're very heavy. I thought this was a 3-star hotel. There must be somebody there who can help. What about you?
Me? Oh, I can't leave the desk, madam. The only other person here is the manager, and he's busy with a problem.
Tell him he'll have a real problem on his hands if I miss my train because of your poor service.
I'll see what I can do.
Can you get someone to bring my luggage down?
I'm afraid there's no one around at the moment. Could you possibly manage them on your own?
On my own? Are you serious? They're very heavy. I thought this was a 3-star hotel. There must be somebody there who can help. What about you?
Me? Oh...I can't leave the desk, madam. The only other person here is the manager, and he's busy with a problem.
Tell him he'll have a real problem on his hands if I miss my train because of your poor service.
I'll see what I can do.Text 3. Hi, Jeannie. Why have you come to school an hour early?
I wanted to get a front row seat and review one more time before the test. Why are you here so early, Jack?
I get out of my car here this time every day. You seem to be nervous about your lessons. Have you finished your review?
I've only been studying night and day for the last week. If I don't get an A in this class, I won't get the support of my country. Why do you seem so calm?
This class is really just a review for me. I've been learning it for 2 years.
That's lucky for you.
Jeannie, can you guess what the test will be like? Will it be difficult?
I hope not, but I'm still worried about it.
Well, cheer up. Hope for good luck.
thanks for wishing me luck.
Hi, Jeannie. Why have you come to school an hour early?
I wanted to get a front row seat and review one more time before the test. Why are you here so early, Jack?
I get out of my car here this time every day. You seem to be nervous about your lessons. Have you finished your review?
I've only been studying night and day for the last week. If I don't get an A in this class, I won't get the support of my country. Why do you seem so calm?
This class is really just a review for me. I've been learning it for 2 years.
That's lucky for you.
Jeannie, can you guess what the test will be like? Will it be difficult?
I hope not, but I'm still worried about it.
Well, cheer up. Hope for good luck.
Thanks for wishing me luck.
Text 4. It is with great pleasure that I am invited to bring you my very own party advice. It can take a while to find exactly what you want, so plan in advance. Get the big things in place before concerning yourself with the smaller details, as these will develop and change many times in the course of the build-up to your party. I always try to keep things simple, and by that I mean it's fine to do things on a large or grand scale. But don't get carried away in the early stages, because guess what? In the end, these initial ideas won't even be used. What is most important is to picture the overall style of how you imagine your perfect party. Try to think of it as building a house. You deal with the colors and decorating last. So, look at the big picture and get the building blocks in place first. The venue, that is, the place for the party, needs a lot of thought. Too big, and your party will feel that it lacks atmosphere. Too small, and you won't all fit. If you have set your heart on somewhere that is too big, don't worry. You can always make it feel smaller with the use of clever lighting, or curtains, or even huge flower arrangements. Wherever you choose, try to find somewhere with character. If a venue has some old characteristics, some people may say that it's not a good idea to use it. I try to reverse that and use it. Because of its character. So, don't say no. Say why not. It is with great pleasure that I am invited to bring you my very own party advice. It can take a while to find exactly what you want, so plan in advance. Get the big things in place before concerning yourself with the smaller details, as these will develop and change many times in the course of the build-up to your party. I always try to keep things simple, and by that, I mean it's fine to do things on a large or grand scale, but don't get carried away in the early stages, because guess what? In the end, these initial ideas won't even be used. What is most important is to picture the overall style of how you imagine your perfect party. Try to think of it as building a house. You deal with the colors and decorating last. So, look at the big picture and get the building blocks in place first. The venue, that is, the place for the party, needs a lot of thought. Too big, and your party will feel that it lacks atmosphere. Too small, and you won't all fit. If you have set your heart on somewhere that is too big, don't worry. You can always make it feel smaller with the use of clever lighting, or curtains, or even huge flower arrangements. Wherever you choose, try to find somewhere with character. If a venue has some old characteristics, some people may say that it's not a good idea to use it. I try to reverse that and use it because of its character. So, don't say no. Say why not.
Text 5. Hello, do you still have a one-bedroom apartment for rent?
Yes, we do. How many people are there?
I plan to live with a roommate.
Are you working or studying?
I'm a student at UCLA.
Great, we like students. Listen, our terms are quite simple. The rent is due on the first day of the month. You have to sign a one-year lease and pay the security deposit and cleaning fee. One more thing, cost of them is not included in the rent.
I see. How about the telephone?
Well, you should ask the telephone company to install it for you, and you pay the bills yourself. By the way, it is also your responsibility to contact the gas company and the Department of Water and Power for gas and electricity.
All right. Can I take a look at the apartment?
Sure, why not?
It's good. Can we talk the whole thing over again when I come this afternoon with my friend?
Sure. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello. Do you still have a one-bedroom apartment for rent?
Yes, we do. How many people are there?
I plan to live with a roommate.
Are you working or studying?
I'm a student at UCLA.
Great. We like students. Listen, our terms are quite simple. The rent is due on the first day of the month. You have to sign a one-year lease and pay the security deposit and cleaning fee. One more thing, cost of them is not included in the rent.
I see. How about the telephone?
Well, you should ask the telephone company to install it for you, and you pay the bills yourself. By the way, it is also your responsibility to contact the gas company and the Department of Water and Power for gas and electricity.
All right. Can I take a look at the apartment?
Sure, why not?
It's good. Can we talk the whole thing over again when I come this afternoon with my friend?
Sure. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Tech 6. Excuse me, please. I seem to have lost my traveling bag.
Oh, sorry to hear that, but I'll have to fill out this form for you. What sort of traveling bag?
Well, it was rectangle-shaped and made of leather. It's brown.
And what would it be worth?
It's so dear a bag that it cost me $210 when I bought it last month.
What did you put in the bag?
My license, my car keys, a purse with over $700 with cash and a Visa card as well.
And where did you leave it?
I am sure I left it in the Italian restaurant on the fourth floor. It was about 5:30 p.m.
Thank you. Well, now, can you tell me your name, please?
Power, Janet Power.
And your home address, Mrs. Power?
116 New York Street.
Your cell phone number, please?
1278-865-3298.
Okay, Mrs. Power. We'll let you know as soon as we find it.
Excuse me, please. I seem to have lost my traveling bag.
Oh, sorry to hear that, but I'll have to fill out this form for you. What sort of traveling bag?
Well, it was rectangle-shaped and made of leather. It's brown.
And what would it be worth?
It's so dear a bag that it cost me $210 when I bought it last month.
What did you put in the bag?
My license, my car keys, a purse with over $700 with cash and a Visa card as well.
And where did you leave it?
I am sure I left it in the Italian restaurant on the fourth floor. It was about 5:30 p.m.
Thank you. Well, now, can you tell me your name, please?
Power, Janet Power.
And your home address, Mrs. Power?
116 New York Street.
Your cell phone number, please?
1278-865-3298.
Okay, Mrs. Power. We'll let you know as soon as we find it.